What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero. Jay, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, you got a big season ticket raffle that's fixing to go down real soon. So tell everybody how they can get involved and get them a ticket.
Well, Mike, Bobby, appreciate you having me on. This is the annual fundraiser that the Sports Foundation has in support of our operations to continue to bring major events to New Orleans and have the economic impact and the media exposure that only come with these events. It's a premier season ticket raffle. It's $100 per raffle ticket. You can buy as many as you want. People can go to gnosports.com/win. And purchase tickets today.
Jay, tell everybody, if you're the winner, what you get out of that, and there's some pretty nice prizes involved.
I'm going to try and do this all in one breath.
I know the feeling.
It's two season tickets for the home games for all the Saints regular season games, Pelicans regular season games, LSU Tigers football season regular season, LSU Tigers men's basketball, women's basketball, LSU Tigers gymnastics 25-26 season, LSU Tigers national championship baseball, Tulane Green Wave football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and baseball, the Zurich Classic, which is the best of the Zurich Classic pass, the All-State Sugar Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl, the UNO Privateers baseball, men's basketball, and women's basketball. I didn't do it all in one breath, but it's a lot of tickets, and it's a great prize. One person will win, be chosen this Sunday. Again, $100 per ticket to be able to be eligible to win.
So Jay, is this the this not the first time you're doing that? I remember, I think we might have had you do this before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is this like something that was highly successful and then that we have to continue or what?
It absolutely was. We started 4 or 5 years ago. I think we took a couple years off of COVID when there were no events happening. But it was very successful, and it peaked, obviously, last year when we included two Super Bowl tickets in the raffle. Of course, we're not hosting Super Bowl again this year, but we're very proud of this incredible amount of tickets and this grand prize package that has, again, two tickets for all home games and home events for those that we listed.
So Jay, do you have an off month? I mean, you know, like no, off season. I mean, do you have not? I know there's no off season because you're going from one thing to the next. But do you have maybe a slow month where you're not hustling? Because I know you're always trying to get a championship series.
He's trying to set you up, Jay.
No, I want to know, like the Final Fours and all that. You always hustling? Okay.
Bobby, I'm only second hustling to you.
All right. So what can we look forward to, like a main event, like a major? Because the Super Bowl, how are you going to outdo that? I wish we'd be better. What we got coming up?
But Jay, that gymnastics deal, man, that got y'all a lot of press there, and I know it was really well covered.
Yeah, USC 318 was a huge success here, and it was a hard sellout, which is always good for an outside promoter to come in and have a hard sellout. And Dana White and that whole crew with UFC did an incredible job with that. Of course, Dustin Poirier had a lot to do with that. But, you know, 65% of the ticket purchasers were from outside of the state of Louisiana for that event. So that was a great event and a great way to dip our toe in the water with UFC and some of the other events that their parent company owns. You know, we're again talking to them again about WrestleMania, although it got shifted to back to Las Vegas again this coming year. We're talking to them about future events. They're starting boxing. UFC and TKO is starting boxing underneath their umbrella. And so we're hoping to have a number of different events with them, as well as working with the Sugar Bowl on a potential college football championship game coming back here. We're always talking to the NFL about bringing the Super Bowl back, talking to the NBA about all-star games and other events that are potential to come here. So we've created such strong relationships over the years by managing these events. It really helps us when they want to bring their events to New Orleans, and obviously we want as many to come here also.
You know, Jay, one of like events that I can remember in the Dome was like a Final Four. And, yeah. Boy, seeing Georgetown, North Carolina, and just being, you know, a part of that. God, if I can recall, okay, I'm trying to think of the year. I know I was still playing, so that's this is in the 90s, I want to say. And, you know, I was sitting by, and I thought this was kind of weird because it was, you know, it was great seats close to the court. I was sitting by Bill Murray and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So I was like, whoa.
Well, I know who's the second biggest guy there.
Yeah, and I was like, see. And then I never forget, like, Bill Murray, he's, like, watching the game. He's not, but, like, whatever team would, like, slam dunk, he would get up and, like, just give a big, like, whirl his arm in the air, like, whoa. Look. So it didn't matter what, it's like he wasn't cheering for a team, he was just cheering, like, for great plays or something. But yeah, I'll never forget that and experience that in
1993.
York.
Were you still playing in 93?
Yeah.
That was then that we hosted it. And I remember seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar come in at Gate A Ground there on Poydras Street prior to that event. And it was, that's the first time I'd ever seen him in person. He was a big, big man.
Yeah, that was. I was still in New Orleans, almost heading to Atlanta. So I don't say that too loud.
Jay, you still catch flat foot.
Yeah.
The other guys that left, man, they don't hear nothing about it. Martin Anderson, yeah. You know, Jumpy, none of them.
Joe Horn, Ironhead.
None of them. But he does.
No, if I live, it could be 50 years later. Oh, hey, Bear, I can't believe you did that.
That just shows how much Bobby means to all of us. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was like the wayward son coming back home.
That's, you know, for sure.
Jay, one more time, tell them how they can get these tickets online, $100, and you can buy as many as you want, but exactly how or what website to go to.
GNOsports.com/win. That's GNOsports.com/win. $100 a ticket, purchase as many as you want. Two tickets to just about every event in the area, including LSU, Saints, Pelicans, all home games.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, Jay.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.